howdy, internet. Mike here. I'm currently in the process of downloading the video from the discussion that we had with the full Real Geeks cast regarding the current dispute between Disney and Sony over Spider-Man. I'm not going to go into that a whole lot right now because, well, quite simply, everything you need to know about my views and opinions will be there. But I just figured, while I'm waiting, it seems like as good a time as any to take a look at the recently released Star Wars Rise of Skywalker D23 special look. Now, spoiler warnings, of course, especially if you go anywhere near this thing on YouTube, because every screen cap other than the official one is going to spoil the single biggest part of this trailer. Assuming it actually is a trailer, I'm hoping it's going to be more than just behind-the-scenes footage, so let's see what we've got here. You ever notice how, like, all of these trailers... the traditional... Okay. Yeah, please, just... I love the classic footage. I've seen this before, though, which is the thing. I want the new stuff. So, we've pretty much just covered A New Hope in 5 seconds. Now we're at Empire Strikes Back. I really hope this isn't going to be what they do for the entirety of the previous, like, 8 movies. Or, I mean, 5 movies if they're starting in the middle of the trilogy, but still. Oh, no, we're going back to the prequels.
1,000 generations live in you now. But this is your fight.
All right, now we're getting to the new stuff. Okay, this red-bladed, or red-eyed 3PO, rather? Okay, there I have questions.
Yes, it's him.
Interesting. Now, of course, the big news-making thing here is Rey with the double-bladed, for lack of a better term, switchblade lightsaber. That it's not super impressive, simply because, like, on the one hand, it's referring back to Darth Maul, I've got to figure, to some degree. And I think the teasing of a Sith Rey, it again goes back to what I said in my reaction to the first trailer, how it almost seems like they're playing to the fanboys a little too much. Because I've seen people calling for the idea of having both of the leads, both Rey and Kylo Ren, essentially switch sides. So Rey goes to the dark side, Kylo gets redeemed and goes back to the light, and it kind of seems like that's what they're doing here. On the other hand, this could also be as simple as a vision of what Rey going to the dark side could look like, similar to how in Empire Strikes Back you saw that moment of seeing Luke under Vader's armor. And I think, again, this, a lot of this just feels too safe. It feels like they've literally just gone on the internet and gone, okay, what are the fans speculating about and how can we work that in? Because I've seen calls for this for a long time, but at the same time, Rey with a double-bladed lightsaber, that makes actually perfect sense, because of course, she was predominantly using a staff before she picked up Luke's old lightsaber, which I thought was broken in episode 8, but that lightsaber seems to be back as well, or she built her own off-screen, which is going to piss off a lot of internet man-babies, let's just call them what they are. But with that, watch for the Spider-Man discussion, which will be coming probably shortly after this gets posted. And it's going to be probably the single longest B-roll we've ever done. But do keep in mind that I will be timestamping this thing, so if there are only certain sections of the controversy that you want to maybe be a little better informed about, don't worry, the video will have timestamps. You're not going to have to watch the whole thing. So with that, I'll see you next time. Don't forget to hit those like and subscribe buttons, share this video with your friends, and drop us a line anytime you like.